Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 3rd chapter. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, and Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip tetrarch of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias tetrarch of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas. The word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. And he went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. And the crooked shall become straight, and the rough places shall become level ways, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God." He said, therefore, to the crowds that came out to be baptized by him, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruits in keeping with repentance. And do not begin to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children for Abraham. Even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire." And the crowds asked him, "What then shall we do?" And he answered them, "Whoever has two tunics is to share with him who has none, and whoever has food is to do likewise." Tax collectors also came to be baptized and said to him, "Teacher, what shall we do?" And he said to them, "Collect no more than you are authorized to do." Soldiers also asked him, "And we, what shall we do?" And he said to them, "Do not extort money from anyone by threats or by false accusation, and be content with your wages." As the people were in expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John whether he might be the Christ, John answered them all, saying, "I baptize you with water, but he who is mightier than I is coming, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." So with many other exhortations, he preached good news to the people. But Herod the tetrarch, who had been reproved by him for Herodias, his brother's wife, and for all the evil things that Herod had done, added this to them all, that he locked up John in prison. This is the gospel of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Sean Linnell from Trinity Lutheran Church in Blair, Nebraska.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We read today that John the Baptist is out baptizing, which makes sense. He's out there offering a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Now, I didn't grow up Lutheran, believe it or not. I spent the first half of my life being told that repentance is something you do, and that baptism is how you prove you really mean it. Of course, both those things are false. Even though our lesson today will tell us otherwise, I've found that many people still think repentance is something you have to do if you want God to forgive you. So let's take a look at what John is doing. John is baptizing people. John was preparing the way for Jesus by preparing hearts to know him and receive the forgiveness Jesus would win on the cross. The Bible says that John's baptism did forgive sins, and that's because it turned people to Jesus. Remember, 2 Peter and our Nicene Creed says that the Holy Spirit spoke by the prophets, and John is the last prophet. The Holy Spirit is calling, gathering, enlightening, and sanctifying these people for the coming of the Lord. The people didn't do this to themselves. The Holy Spirit does this to the people through John, through baptism. Oh, but Pastor, what about repentance? John preached a baptism of repentance. And even in Acts, Peter says, repent and be baptized. Yes, but repentance isn't something you do, because repentance is really just the other side of faith. Jesus says you cannot serve two masters. You will love one and hate the other. The Augsburg Confession says the same thing when it explains that repentance has two parts, contrition and faith. Contrition is fear of God's wrath and hatred of our sin, but faith is love and trust in God. You see, repentance isn't what we do. It's what God does to you. God turns our hearts from our love of evil and brings us into a loving relationship with him. If you want to say that we should repent of individual sins and that we should turn away from our sinful life, I agree with you. However, that can only happen if the Holy Spirit has put repentance in our heart. And remember, repentance and faith always go together. The Holy Spirit creates faith and repentance through the hearing of God's word. The Holy Spirit comes to us in baptism, as Titus chapter 3 says, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. So, baptism happens only once, and it is something that is done to us, not something we do. But we live continually with repentant hearts, which the Holy Spirit gives to us, so that every day we die with all sins and are born anew in contrition and faith by the blood of Jesus, who died once for all, but covers us always. This is what John tells those who came to be baptized. They said, now what do we do? And John doesn't say, come back tomorrow, or when you need to pick me up in faith. John says, live in faith, serve your neighbor in love, and look for the coming of the Lord. Is that doing something? Yeah, but that is the Holy Spirit doing something through you by giving you a repentant heart full of faith and love. It's what's in your heart. That's why John chastises the crowd, because among them were Pharisees and Sadducees who didn't have repentant hearts, even though they knew all the right things to do. But also why John gave forgiveness even to those who didn't do the right things. So John's word to you this morning is also mine. Live by the faith which the Holy Spirit has given to you. Love your neighbor in the places God has given you to serve, and continue to grow in God's word, looking always for the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, whose Holy Spirit lives in you through baptism, whose love and forgiveness covers you completely by baptism, and whose baptism is his pledge to you of eternal salvation through the same Jesus Christ our Lord. And the peace of God, which he has given you through baptism, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.
We thank Pastor Sean Linnell from Trinity Lutheran Church in Blair, Nebraska, for today's meditation on God's Word.